morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2018 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session, when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing *0. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Also, please note that this event is being recorded. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, and Mr. Jose Agat, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the second quarter 2018 results, in which we will provide important information related to IMC's performance in the quarter, as well as the merger with Sapore that we announced in June. On slide 2, I would like to comment on the specific impacts that pressured negatively the results in Brazil and the USA. In Brazil, we had a trucks driver strike and the World Cup that pressured results in malls and roads. We estimate such impacting 7 million reais in sales and 5 million reais in EBITDA. In the US, we had non-recurring legal fees totaling $0.5 million or 1.6 million reais related to a legal dispute. All in all, we should have had a 7% growth in consolidated revenues versus the actual 5% growth, and a 10% growth in EBITDA versus the actual reduction of 7%. Now moving to slide 3, I would like to emphasize that the impacts were non-recurring, as you can see, for example, in the behavior of same-store sales in Rose restaurants. First, with regards to trucks driver strike, it took place between May 21st and June 4th, comprising 2 weekends. One of each was a long weekend, very important for the road segment. Then, the World Cup affected results from June 15th onwards, especially during Brazil matches on the 17th, 22nd, and 27th. As you can see on the chart, Rhodes restaurant same-store sales was positive in the past 3 quarters and also from January through April. We had a 2-digit negative performance in May and June, a performance that was reverted to positive again in July. Now on slide 4, we have the financial highlights. Net revenues reached 397 million reais, up 5.3% year over year, with positive same-store sales in the quarter, mainly due to international operations and the positive impact of FX. Adjusted EBITDA reached 35 million reais, down by 7%, with 120 bips decrease in margins, that reached 8.9%, mostly impacted by the strike and World Cup. We had a net profit of 3 million reais in the second quarter 2018. The operating cash after maintenance capex in the quarter was 13 million reais, equivalent to 37% of the adjusted EBITDA in the quarter. Now on slide 5, we have the EBITDA bridge of second quarter 2018 and second quarter 2017, and the results, as we explained, were mostly impacted by the strike and the World Cup, as well as lower other income. Lower sales in Rhodes restaurants led to a pressure of 400 bips in margins. Higher sales and efficiency from catering and air restaurant operations led to 3 times improvement in the airport results. In malls, in spite of lower same-store sales, new stores that were open and the focus on efficiency led to an improvement of 180 bips in margins. G&A holding was nearly flat, but other income was 7.4 million reais lower, due to the positive of impact of 6 million reais in the second quarter 2017 from tax recoveries. All in all, Brazil margins were 190 bips down. In the US, results were positively impacted by the FX, but margins pressured by one-time legal fees. In the Caribbean, results were nearly flat. Now, before going through the results details with our CFO, José Agote, I would like to comment about the merger with Sapore. Now on slide 6, I would like to emphasize the key takeaways about the combination of the two companies. First, we are creating a leader in the food services and retail market in Latam. Second, There are relevant synergies in terms of costs and expenses. Third, there are relevant margin improvement acceleration from the sharing of best practices, specifically on IMC margins. Four, there are relevant cross-selling opportunities to be seized. And five, there's still substantial growth potential across all segments, especially for Sapori. Here on slide 7, we have a glimpse of the company we're creating. Over 3 billion reais in sales, over 220 million reais in EBITDA in 2017, half of revenues coming from corporate restaurants, Sapori original business, and half of it coming through retail, IMC's original business. In terms of scale and footprint, we will have more than 1.3 thousand restaurants spread over Brazil, Colombia, Panama, USA, and Mexico. On slide 8, we have the main aspects of the synergies potential. The sources of the synergies can be divided in three main areas. First area is purchasing and food cost. Here, the opportunity relies on centralized purchasing and higher bargaining power. IMC and Sapori alone in Brazil spent over 900 million reais in food costs in 2017, just to give an order of magnitude of the potential. Second, logistics, distribution, and supply chain. Most of IMC logistics is done internally with three central kitchens distributing products in Rio, São Paulo, and Brasília, while Sapori has a logistics network of with seven distribution centers located in Rio, São Paulo, Bahia, Amazon, Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, and Pernambuco. And IMC will be able to leverage logistics specifically outside São Paulo using Sapori's network. And together, the two companies spent about 60 million reais in logistics in 2017. Third, G&A expenses. Here, we will streamline the administrative structure, eliminate the redundant areas, systems, and other expenses. IMC and Sapori spent over 160 million reais in G&A in 2017. On the next two slides, we show a little bit on how Sapori can help IMC to speed up its margin improvement in Brazil. First, on slide 9, besides synergies, the sharing of best practices between the two companies shows speed up the margin gains and its overall potential. Sapori has been the sector benchmark in terms of use of technology and improved processes, and has been doing it for more than 10 years ago, focusing on three dimensions: people with constant training, product with the pre-preparation of products done by an extensive chain of suppliers, and three, equipment, optimizing kitchen area with higher efficiency and productivity and consistency on its products. Now on slide 10, we see what IMC has been doing on that matter. IMC started in late 2017 its Intelligent Kitchens projects, aiming at improving product quality and consistency, improving productivity, and to reduce costs related to waste and labor. All of that supported by the pre-preparation of products at central kitchens or by suppliers and sent to the restaurants, which will have new equipment such as some modern combi steam ovens, which is precisely Sapori's best practice. Consequently, our target to reach 10% EBITDA margin in Brazil could happen faster, with lower execution risk, and it could even be surpassed. Now, on slide 11, we have the main cross-selling opportunities. Number one is to open IMC's recognized cafes and kiosks with the brands of Brunella, Vienna Cafe, or Vienna Snacks at Sapori's restaurant clients. IMC currently has nearly 50 cafes or kiosks, while Sapori has over 1,200 restaurant clients in Brazil. The second is, IMC has a wide range of pastries, sweets, and snacks and cakes that could be sold to Sapori clients. Sapori serves over 1 million people on a daily basis who could purchase Brunella's chocolates, for example. Number three is to speed up IMC expansion through Brazil. For example, Olive Garden was initially focused only in Rio and São Paulo because of the lack of logistics that IMC has in the other regions of Brazil. We could leverage the presence of Sapori in all regions of Brazil to speed up growth to other parts of Brazil. Number fourth is to speed up Sapori's corporate restaurants in segments where IMC has an expertise and strong presence, for example, the healthcare market. Also in Colombia, where it has 8 kitchens in 8 different catering operations. Now on slide 12, we have the opportunities for the corporate restaurants market that we will enter with the merger with Sapori. The corporate restaurants market is growing and should benefit by the improvements in the economy and formal labor. Yet, it's still a fragmented market, and Sapore has just 10% market share, bearing important growth and consolidation opportunity for Sapore. There are also segments to be explored, such as the healthcare vertical, in which Sapore has just 2% market share compared to the 10% overall market share, in which IMC has a strong presence in important hospitals. All in all, extremely optimistic about the merger and the company's renewed perspectives. On slide 13, I would like to recap the transaction itself. First, Sapore will launch a voluntary tender offer to acquire up to 25% stake in IMC at a price of 9.3 reais per share, which represents a premium of more than 25% to current share price levels. The tender offer will be financed with debt that has already been approved by a leading financial institution. After the tender offer, Sapore will be incorporated by IMC at an exchange rate of 65% for IMC shareholders and 35% for Sapore shareholders. After that, we will cancel the shares acquired in the tender offer, and Sapore will end up with 41.9% of the combined entity. Now on slide 14, for a clear understanding of the valuation and implied multiples, we broke down the operation in two steps. First, on the left-hand side, we have the swap ratio that was established and agreed between the parties and the implied valuation. With a 65-35 ratio for IMC and Sapore, and considering the 9.3 reais per share of the tender offer, IMC equity value is 1.5 billion reais and Sapore equity value 834 million reais. Considering the company's net debt and EBITDA in 2017, the implied multiple is 13.1 times for IMC and 8.7 times for Sapore, implying a 50% premium for IMC shareholders, which is a very accretive already in day one. Assuming the tender offer reached the target of 25% of IMC current outstanding shares, IMC shareholders should receive 387 million reais in exchange for selling 42 million shares. Then, Sapore will be incorporated by IMC, the 42 million shares acquired will be cancelled, and the 387 million reais debt will be assumed by the combined entity. Sapore's implied valuation does not change, but its stakes at the new company raised to 41.9%, while IMC shareholders end up with 58.1% of the combined entity. Now on slide 15, we have the next steps for the transaction. Currently, we are in the final stages of legal and financial due diligence to be concluded by the end of the month. Assuming the process moves accordingly and there's no surprise, we should then complete the merger protocol and then convene and conduct the shareholders' meetings and also the tender offer. An important part of the process has already been concluded, which was the analysis and approval of the operation by the antitrust authority, CADE. I'll now pass the floor to José Agote, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. Moving on to the next slide, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company ended the quarter with 233 stores, a net decrease of 16 stores in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 18 stores in Brazil, of which 10 were in shopping malls and 8 in airports. There was a net reduction of 1 store in the Caribbean and a net opening of 3 stores in the US. On the next slide, we can see the same store sales performance in the second quarter. On the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales totaled negative 4%, negatively impacted by the strike and the World Cup, as Newton mentioned before. The road segment posted a 3% negative same-store sales performance, pressured by a 10% negative performance in restaurants, impacted by the already mentioned effects. We had a 4% increase in airports, led by the catering segment, and a 14% reduction in malls. Next, to the right, we can see that the U.S. operation had a 9% increase in reais and a 3% negative performance in local currency. In the Caribbean, we had an 8% positive performance in reais and a 5% reduction in constant currency due to the negative performance at the Panama airport, which has been refurbished, affecting passenger flow in our stores. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 2% positive performance in reais and a 4% reduction year-on-year in constant currency. On the next slide, we have the company's consolidated results, which were negatively impacted by the strike and the World Cup in Brazil. EBITDA totaled 35 million reais, decreasing 7% versus last year, with a reduction of 120 basis points in margins. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations. Operating income came in at 6 million reais, down nearly 4 million reais versus second quarter 2017, due to the negative performance of the road segment and lower other income, which offset the positive performance in malls and airports. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 78% in the quarter, down from 86% last year. Moving now to the road segment, we can see the negative performance in restaurants, which was down 11%, led to a consolidated 3% decrease in same-store sales in the second quarter, impacted by the strike and the World Cup. Net revenues totaled 105 million reais, down 1% year over year. Operating income came in at 6 million, 41% down year on year as a consequence of lower restaurant sales that led to a lower dilution of fixed costs and expenses, resulting in a 400 basis point decrease in margins. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to cash conversion reached 97% in the quarter. On the next slide, we can see that the Brazilian air operations posted an increase of 4% in same-store sales in the quarter, driven mostly by catering. Operating income came in at 11 million reais, which represented a more than 7 million improvement year-on-year, with a higher efficiency across most cost items. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 99% in the quarter, up from 92% last year. On the next slide, we review the mall operations, which were impacted by the reduction of 14% on same-store sales, which was partially offset by the positive performance of the recently opened Olive Garden restaurants. Operating income totaled 5 million reais, up 15% year-on-year, with 180 basis point improvement in margins, mainly due to lower labor, food, and rent and selling expenses. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 79% in the quarter. Moving on to the next slide, we talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the first quarter, revenue from the U.S. operations totaled $36 million, up 6% versus last year, led by the positive performance of the new stores, offsetting the reduction in same-store sales of 3%. Operating results were impacted by higher G&A expenses related to legal fees of $500,000 paid in the quarter. Excluding this effect, margins have been flat and operating income up. On the next slide, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down 5%, mainly led by Panama. That combined with a net reduction of one store, resulted in a net revenue decrease of 8% year-on-year. Lower fixed cost and expense dilution due to lower sales led to a 100 basis point reduction in margins. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 97% in the quarter. Now, on the next slide, commenting on the company's cash flow, our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled 13 million reais in the quarter, down from 32 million last year, due mainly to higher working capital needs related to bonus and contingency payment. Continuing with the cash flow, on the next slide, you can see that we consumed 30 million reais in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include capex of 22 million and debt payment of 17 million. Dividends received and the FX impact on cash were equivalent to a positive 13 million reais. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and we will now open up the Q&A section.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble the roster. And showing no questions at this time, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maya for his final remarks.
Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in this call and reiterate that we remain confident that we're in the right direction. There's a lot to be captured, especially now with the merger with Sapori that creates a larger company with the potential to be more efficient. Our investor relations department is at your disposal for any follow-up questions you might have. Have a nice day, everyone.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.